Hello, Best Day Yet listeners. Right now, we are working hard to record a whole new batch of episodes. So today, we are treating you to an episode from our archives. Whether you've heard this one before or you're hearing it for the first time, we hope you enjoy our Dream Pet episode. Before we get started, I have an opportunity for grown-ups who might be listening. Grown-ups, we're looking to add someone with good business sense to our team. If you've been looking for a way to use your skills to make a big difference in the world, this might be it. We're searching for someone who knows Best Day Yet and has a background in business or working with nonprofits. Someone who can help us with sponsorship and grant opportunities to help sustain and grow our podcast. If you might be interested, please send me an email at Marjorie, that's M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E, at bestdayyetpodcast.com, or you can fill out the contact form on our website. I'll put more information about this opportunity on our social pages too. Thank you so much for considering, and I hope I hear from you soon. This is The Best Day Yet, an affirmation podcast for kids.
Science says that when we practice telling ourselves positive, kind things, it can help us do better and feel better in every part of our lives. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Today's episode is all about knowing that you are enough exactly as you are. And we've got Annie here to help.
Hi!
But first, let's take some deep breaths with our new pets. Do you have a dream pet? Like, if you could have any pet in the world, what would it be? Maybe it would be a fluffy orange cat. Or maybe it would be a black and white spotted puppy. Or maybe your own pet frog. Or maybe your dream pet is an imaginary creature, like a miniature unicorn. Or a friendly lap-sized dragon. Take a moment to choose any pet you want, imaginary or real. Don't think too much about it, just choose the first one that comes to mind. And if you're not seated yet, take a seat and take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, imagine your dream pet nudging the door open. And moving towards you. And if you would like, you can lift your arms up and allow it to climb into your lap. Feel how warm your pet is sitting in your lap and looking into your eyes. When you look back into your pet's eyes, you can feel it loves and accepts you exactly as you are. Take a moment to enjoy that love and acceptance. We practice telling ourselves kind, encouraging words because the more we say them, the more we believe them. And the things we believe shape the choices we make. Do you ever compare yourself to friends or classmates and wish that you were, well, more like one of them? This happens to all of us. But today's affirmations are meant to remind you that you are meant to be you and shine brightly exactly as you are. Hey Annie, would you like to lead the affirmations today?
Yeah!
Before I hand the microphone over to you, tell us, what kind of pet do you have in your lap right now?
Calico cat with wings!
A calico cat with wings? That's awesome. What's her name?
Raspberry!
Okay, I think that you and Raspberry can handle this next part on your own. Take it, Annie.
First I'll tell them to you, and next you can tell them to me. Ready? Here we go. You are enough. You are totally enough. You love yourself exactly as you are. You are good enough. You are smart enough. You are loved enough. You are enough. Now, you will repeat after me in whichever way you feel comfortable. The words will sink in any way you say them. Ready, set, repeat. I am enough. I am totally, completely enough. I love myself exactly as I am. I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am loved enough. I am enough.
How did those words make you feel?
Spectacular.
Thanks for helping us with that, Annie. Kids listening, if you still have your pet with you, you can give it one more big hug. Take a deep breath in. Feel how much this pet loves and accepts you. And as you breathe out, you can let your pet go. But you don't have to let go of that feeling. You can keep it. Watch as your pet quietly leaves out the door and will tell it goodbye.
Goodbye, Raspberry.
Our time is up. Remember,
you are totally, completely enough.
Today and every day, me, Annie, and your secret dream pet are all wishing you
the best day yet.
Best Day Yet is written and produced by Marjorie Storda. You can listen to Best Day Yet on Apple Podcasts, through Alexa, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next week!